Electronic Walkabout. No one should have to walk through life alone. We share the good times, the bad times, and the best times. Everyone needs a little direction now and again, and TC and Mad Dog are here to show you the way. A podcast where we talk about the important things in life. Come journey with us. The Electronic Walkabout.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to listeners around the world. This episode, we trek into the world of apologies. Now, when to apologize seems to be a simple part, but beyond that, a number of dynamics come to life that make a simple social etiquette far from simple. Join us as we put the power of apologies into perspective and we'll give you a better understanding about when to and when not to apologize. But first, as always, a good news story. Well, Mad Dog, actually, the good news story is about me, and I'm very, very happy to share with our listeners that on February 26, 2024, I published my first audiobook, Esprit de Corps, for those who like books but don't like to turn pages. Anyone looking to improve in all areas of their life, their professions, or in the boardroom can learn from this book, and it's available on iTunes, Audible, at Amazon.
Well, congratulations on that, young man.
It was a bit of an undertaking.
Fair.
Bit of an undertaking, but we'll see what happens, because it's like anything else. Now you've got the book, what do you do with it?
Yeah.
You want to somehow get it to the listeners, and that'll be the next challenge.
On Marketing 101.
Well, how are you today?
I'm doing very well, TC. How you doing?
Not too bad. That's good. Apologies.
I'm sorry about that. No, not that tight.
Again, I'm just thinking about one of our previous podcasts, and you're talking about the social etiquette of apologies, and how do we learn that again?
I think we just being, it's our culture, right? Like my parents were, my dad was like that. And you just, you learn what you're exposed to on a regular basis and that just kind of becomes who you are. And there's nothing wrong with common courtesy, but definitely different than the apologies that, you know, we're making, that if there was something wrong or, you know, something was done in error, that's a different type of apology than, you know, oh, sorry, excuse me, let me sneak behind you in the grocery store type.
Yeah.
Two different types.
What do they mean to people? Like, what would a sincere apology mean to you?
Honestly, it's like somebody's taking accountability for their actions. So to me, that's what an apology means. If something, you know, whether it was done intentionally or not, if there was a heartfelt apology to it, that means to me that there was, you know, no ill will, that maybe something just happened by accident, but that person is taking the onus to say, I'm sorry, because obviously it affected me in a certain way. So that's, I think, how I view apologies.
Well, that makes sense to me. And I'm always thinking, depending on the situation, and I'll say this way, it would appear to be the right thing to do.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think there are too many, well, I shouldn't say this. There's probably a few false apologies out there, but, if it's somebody that you know or you deal with on a regular basis, I would take it as genuine.
And that's fairly important for an apology. For an apology to be genuine, it has to really be sincere. We'll talk a little bit more about that. But what about those times where you're in that situation and you know very well that someone's done something wrong and you're expecting that apology to follow, but it doesn't happen?
That's a good one. Because not everybody looks at things the same, right? So if something happened where I deemed it might be worthy of an apology, but if that other person doesn't, you're just kind of in a stalemate. And unless you say, aren't you going to apologize for that? You know, I really don't think you're ever going to get it, but you're just forcing somebody to give you lip service and it really probably doesn't mean what it's supposed to.
You know what? You hit the nail on the head there. And it's kind of funny. And I'm just going to talk about the work environment where you hear people say, well, you know, that person did something wrong and I'm going to, as their manager, make them apologize. And you say, wait a second, as soon as you say you're going to make someone apologize, the sincerity goes out the window and it has no weight, value, or... Yeah.
Now it's an order, right? It is that you should apologize. Okay, well, my job's in jeopardy. Okay, I'll apologize, but you're just following a direction.
And you know the funny thing about that, and I'll just share a story with you that happened last week. So there's it's happened for years on the school playgrounds, mm-hmm. right? So we have this young kid, about 5 years old, gets into a fight with another kid. And at the end of the day, the kid he gets in the fight with doesn't fare so well in the fight and loses, mm-hmm. whatever that means. But things escalate. And of course, the principal gets involved, briefly so, mm-hmm. as they try and figure out how to deal with the situation, mitigate it, or whatever you want to call it. The aspect of an apology comes up, and this 5-year-old is told, well, you got to apologize. Mm-hmm. So this is no different than what we just talked about. But now this is a 5-year-old. Mm-hmm. Will a 5-year-old understand what a sincere apology means?
Not at all. They're just words to a 5-year-old. They don't know the impact of it. They just know they're being told to say something.
So they're just being told to say something. So there's I'll just call it an aspect of modeling going on, which is probably a good start. But there has to be something to go along with, especially if you're 5 years old, to get them to understand the importance of an apology as it relates to certain situations.
Yeah. And if you don't have, you know, in this instance, that child's buy-in for the understanding of what they did wrong, right? If there's no precursor explanation saying, you know, this could have happened and he could have been seriously hurt, so you should apologize, as opposed to just apologize when they don't know.
They don't know.
No reference.
And it may take one time, two times, or many times, depending on the individual, for that, let's just say, that light bulb to go on their head and say, okay, I get it now. When this happens, I'll just say it this way, I should consider an apology. Because even to consider it is one step above not even going down that road.
Exactly, agreed.
So getting back to that, if you're expecting an apology and you don't receive it, would you approach that person and say, hey, look, and the way I'm looking at it is that you're not going then asking for an apology, but at this point, you're letting the individual know how you feel about the situation.
There's something unresolved still.
There's something unresolved. That's the best way to put it. There's something unresolved, because as soon as you go down that road, if you get an apology, and again, it can't be seen as sincere.
Yeah.
But at least you're letting someone know how you feel.
Sure. And if that person still at that point chooses to not apologize or take onus for their actions, then that tells you something about that person.
Yeah, good, bad, or indifferent. Yep. Right. So, and that's a nice segue to the next thing that we're going to talk about. How does an apology or apologies relate to an individual's integrity? Are they tied hand and foot together? Or
absolutely. Yeah, I have some very good friends that if something happens, you know, and I don't know. For me, it's also a way of how you apologize, right? It's a handshake, a look into the eye as you're saying sorry, that there is, you know, genuine trying to express the fact that, you know, obviously there was nothing meant by it, but something happened and I'm truly sorry about that. So,
but we already talked about the fact that it's not an apology unless there's some sincerity tied to it. But what if it's not just my fault? What if you own some of the, let's say, ill will or whatever happened, or you contribute to that wrong, and it's almost like we both have to apologize for our behavior in that situation.
Absolutely. And if, you know, if you're not getting, you know, the response that you're looking for, you might have to lead out with your side first, right? And that'll open up the gate saying, listen, for what I had done, did here, I apologize. It's not my intent. You know, I hope you understand that. And you just hope that that is reciprocated with the same type of response, but you can't control what other people do. So
no, because at times what may happen, because if you open that door, they'll just say, oh yeah, you're the person that calls all this to happen. And if you expect me to apologize, it's not coming.
Yes. So, and it's stalemated at that point.
And leave it alone. And it's, you know, I think those kind of situations are what grudges are made of, but sure, we don't need grudges in our lives.
No, so another rock in your pocket, if you will.
So we understand you can make someone apologize. What about over-apologizing?
Yeah, it gets a little bit long in the tooth if it's like, okay, y'all, you only need to say it once, but that might be just that person where they just feel that genuinely bad and they want to repeat themselves over and over so that you understand that. But I can't say I've run into too many over-apologetic.
Getting back to that whole understanding of when it's appropriate to apologize and that whole social etiquette, and at least in my mind, it's the apology sometimes is just the beginning. You can't just say, okay, well, I'm sorry, and depending on the situation, of course, and it's all good and I can wipe my hands about it, right, we're on to the next. There's got to be something else that comes along with that apology.
Yeah, and that usually tends to open up the dialogue. Yeah, it's very rare it'll be, okay, I apologize, clean slate, move forward, like nothing ever happened, right? But I think that truly offers a time to dive into whatever that issue was, to be able to explore maybe why certain actions were made or whatnot, or what ultimately led to something needed to be apologized for.
Especially if it's, let's say, not the first time that this individual has like displayed that behavior, and they believe that an apology is just like, let's just clean the slate, let's start over again.
Yeah.
I do it again, all I have to do is say, I'm sorry, I clean the slate, I do it again.
Yeah.
There has to be some action that shows that you're making an effort to change that behavior, because when you talk about apologies being sincere, as those events continue to happen, that behavior continues to display itself, that sincerity seems to fly out the window.
Yeah, man, you're just enabling that person if you know, it's always just, oh, I'm sorry, and that's all that it ever is. If you accept that, every time, then you're just setting that precedent that it's okay just to shoot that word out and it fixes everything.
What about those people that never apologize?
See, I'm okay with dealing with, I always like a challenge in discussions. I've been in sales for most of my career, so it's, I don't mind it at all. But yeah, sometimes you just have to straight up bring up the incident or the issue and force the dialogue. So do you not think that you did anything wrong there? Like, you know, this, again, it all depends on who you're dealing with. Friends are a little bit easier to have that conversation with, family members, same thing. But, you know, when you're dealing with somebody just maybe as a one-off connection, then yeah, it might not work out the way you want it to.
And then you have to ask yourself, do I want to invest my time in that situation? Is it a worthwhile thing? And of course, when it happens with family and close friends, the obvious answer to that is, of course, I'm going to invest my time in it because I care about those people.
Yeah, absolutely. And if I had a dollar for every time, well, I apologize to my kids and or my wife. You have to your point previously, you know, when we talked about, you know, kids learning maybe just by seeing their parents or it's in their environment that they heard people. But I like with my kids, I like to have discussions about it, right? And they need to understand it because we're shaping these kids to send them off into the world. And if you don't arm them with the right tools, yeah, they're just, that might be their, you know, go-to is, oh, I'm sorry. Not how you deal with things.
It's not. No. There's a timeline with respect to apologies too. So let's say I do something where an apology should come from me, but the clock is starting to tick and the timeline's going. And it's not a fair question I'm going to ask it anyhow.
Yeah.
What is that finite timeline where that apology no longer means anything?
Interesting. Yeah, that's set me up for not being able to answer this question. Yeah, I don't know if there's, again, it's based on circumstance, right? The severity of whatever the incident that occurred. Yeah, it depends on how frequently you see the person. I would like to think that if somebody knew that it's a phone call or a visit just to get it out of the way sooner than later, because to your point, the longer it does continue with no apology, there's the worst feelings are going to get. So I would say the sooner the better, but I don't know what time that represents.
Well, my thoughts on that, and again, I knew it wasn't a fair question, but if I knew that I did something wrong, I need some time to process that, that kind of like do some introspection and say to myself, well, what did I do wrong and why did I do it? I certainly don't feel good about it. And how do I make it right? How do I make amends? And of course, an apology is going to enter into the thoughts of the time. And I know very well that if I just stick my head in the sand, it's not going to go away now. So,
yeah, it's, I don't mind, like I said, having those conversations with people if I need to apologize to somebody, but there's a dialogue that goes with it. Like I try and justify either why something was said or done and show, you know, there was no intent. This is how I saw it. So this is why I took this action. And if it, you know, ruffled your feathers or whatnot, I apologize. That was not my intent. So that there's more to it than just throwing out the, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. In fact, that would actually probably enter into one of my pet peeves when people just say they're sorry, thinking that as soon as I say those magic words, they're there for magic.
Yeah.
There has to be like that sincerity that goes along with it. And again, if it's a close friend or family member, it's easy enough to call them for it. And with respect, of course, too.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a life skill or, you know, it's a, you really have to learn the power, the importance of, you know, being able to make an honest, heartfelt apology and have somebody receive it as such.
And let's be clear about this. This is not going to be easy. And like everything else is going to come with practice. And the more you realize that a sincere apology is going to do you a world of good, the easier that gets for you.
Mm-hmm. And not a lot of people like to admit they're wrong, right? And that's the other part of the apology is that you're saying, oh, I've done something that maybe I shouldn't have or whatnot. So that I think that's uncomfortable for people too. And they would rather, to your point, just stick their head in the sand and hope it goes away. It doesn't.
Well, no apologies this time, but there's that music telling us that this episode's come to an end. We're all going to make mistakes. And it's not the mistakes, it's what we do with mistakes that really builds our reputation. And included in that is knowing when to apologize and when not to apologize. The next time you find yourself in a situation where you've done something wrong, consider an apology. The delivery is just as important. Consider this. Decide right away if an apology is necessary in the situation. Depending on the situation, it might be enough just to realize that, okay, it's not that big a deal. We can go on without considering an apology. If not, have a conversation with the individual, ensure there's no misunderstandings or misgivings about what happened. And that's basically your tact. That's what you want to do each and every time. As I doubt, Make the apology in a timely fashion. You will not be perceived as sincere if one waits too long to apologize. There will be a point of no return.
Mm-hmm.
And again, what that point of no return is, we don't know.
No.
We don't know. At times, action will be required past an apology as a display of sincerity. Simply saying, I'm sorry, may not be enough. Don't try and explain the reason for your action that gave rise to the apology. This will take away from the apology and make it appear insincere. And finally, understanding when to make an apology speaks to who we are as a person and, more important, how people look at us. It is really just a matter of doing the right thing in a timely manner to accept responsibility to allow our relationship to continue to grow and move forward.
I agree.
Remember, take advantage of the moment before the moment takes advantage of you. To learn more about eWalkabout, please visit us at eWalkabout.ca.